All right. It's another edition of Pool Table Talk. All right, it's Sunday, football Sunday. My Pittsburgh Steelers play today. And we don't have Ben Roethlisberger today. He's on the COVID list. So I guess we'll go with Mason Rudolph. We'll see what he can do today. We playing Detroit. They're coming into Pittsburgh, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we can go ahead and beat that trash team. They 0-8. Detroit's like it got a black cloud over there or something. You know, Detroit ain't been, you know. Detroit have not been anything since Motown left. Okay? The steel mill, the factory workers, and Motown. That was the end of Detroit. But anyway, let me get to my subject matter today. Men, I want to talk about cohabitation. I want to talk about cohabitation because, you know, women are arguing me down, talking about, well, you know, a man needs to step up to the plate. He needs to, how should I put it? Man up, be a man, you know, have a plan for a woman and all that. And to me, that's all bitch babble. It's all bitch babble. Okay? Women want you to do what they want you to do. But when you do that, they don't respect you for doing what they wanted you to do. Because ultimately, women know in their little pea minds that they don't have an answer. They know that they don't contribute anything to the world other than what they're genetically and designed to give to the world. Okay? They know this. They're living outside themselves. It's like when my wife wanted to divorce me and ultimately divorce me, she basically said that there is something out there that I have to find. I'm trying to find something. I came to this country for a purpose. I'm on a mission. That's what she told me. Basically saying, I need to go find myself. And you have men out here that they want to be in a relationship so bad. Men want to be loved. Men want to come home to someone that adores them. You know, you get home to the little woman, you've been out chasing money all day. You work your little job, whatever. You come home, you got this little woman in the kitchen. She's baking. I mean, she's preparing, you know, stuff for your children. You know, holidays come. She probably be in there carving a pumpkin. You know, stuff like that, putting up decorations. Oh, I'm talking about white women. Oh, sorry about that, black women. Let me get to the black women, because I thought I was talking about black women. Do black women bake? Do they carve pumpkins? Do black women, are there majority feminine, or are they overweight, loud mouths? And you have a lot of black men put up with this just to say, hey, I got a girlfriend. Hey, I got a woman. Hey, I got a black woman. I'm doing my part. What are you giving up for that? What are you giving up to have this woman around you? What's the need for it? Most women today have children by another man. And you have men that's dealing with women that have children by other men. This woman laid up, had her legs up, screaming and hollering for another man, and then shit out his kids. Okay? And that it didn't work. And now she wanna meet you and bring all that mess in your life. Now, I don't have any problems with a man deciding what he want to do with his life. If he want to go and date a single mother and have cohabitate and actually try to have a ready-made family, by all means, I believe a man should have whatever he decides to have in his life. I wouldn't recommend it. Because you're not going to get that respect as the man that she laid up with. You're not going to get that. She laid up and had a baby or multiple babies by this guy. That's the ultimate thing a woman can do for a man is give him children. So where do you think you fall in that? What place you think you fall? Where do you think you fall in the hierarchy of that relationship? Where do you fall? You have to think about that. You see? I see all these pro-black guys be on YouTube. They be talking about, you know, I don't date outside my race. I got to have me a black woman. Yeah, but over 80% of black women are overweight. 62% of black women have a baby by two or more men. Most black women would say they're stronger, independent, and don't need a man. Most black women got a weave on their head or some type of sew-in. And now you have black women dying on the operating table getting butt injections. They're actually sticking all kind of things in their behind. I'm doing this pool table talk before I go to the gym. It's around 8:45 in the morning. Most black women are still in the bed, hungover, probably had a large dinner. So they're going to wake up with no energy. They're going to get up, barely shower, barely prepare themselves for the day. They're going to go right in the kitchen and start eating all that food stamp food. Or they might go by McDonald's or Waffle House or Golden Corral today. Or they might go by some place to eat because it's Sunday. That's what black people do. Make this big feast. They got fat hanging all off their love handles. They got jiggly arms. This is what the black woman look like today. And they want you to be satisfied with that. You are not allowed to say one word about that, or else, you know, you're a bigot, or you hating, or you hate yourself, you hate your mama, you hate your people in your family are black. I dare you talk about black women like this. But guess what? They talk about short guys like that. I was at the Manosphere this morning. A bunch of black women. I'm not dating no man that's shorter than me. I'm not dating no man that don't have no money. I'd rather date a drug dealer. They have all these demands. But with all those demands, guess what? Over 80% of them have babies out of wedlock. One in four will ever be married in their lifetime. You have 30% of black men 30 years and below that are still virgins. These are facts. Because they're not being chosen. Maybe they're too nice. They ain't hood enough. They ain't got an edge on them enough. Those guys are being ignored. But you know what? These women out here that's picking these dudes, these guys, guess what? These are the women that will say men ain't worth a shit. This is what they say. I'm a man who don't cohabitate. Do it get lonely? No, I have enough toys. I have enough hobbies. Let's turn around here. I have enough toys. I have enough things that I like to do. I have my own personal space. I can invite my friends over. You see, I have enough things to do than to be worried about a woman all day. Because ultimately, they have nothing to give you. There's nothing on the table that they're going to put on the table that would interest me. I normally don't speak about couples, but this Will Smith and Jada Pinkett thing, it's out there. They put their business out there. And I'm just going to say one specific thing about that whole situation. No matter how famous this man is, no matter how much a global icon he is, no matter what he's bought for her or how much money he makes, she don't respect him. She have more respect for a dead man. She have more respect for the guy she was entangled with. She was more concerned with his sickness and his drug abuse than that Will Smith out there that's actually producing and providing and protecting and have a brand, a global icon. She had more respect for a trashy drug addict. So men, understand, it doesn't matter. If that woman don't have attraction for you and you don't stimulate her emotionally, it doesn't matter what you have. You're done. And you will be ran over. And you will be humiliated publicly. Now, what you going to do, man? What you going to do? Are you going to change with the times? Or are you going to keep on trying to be a traditional male? I got to have a wife. I got to have a woman. I got to have this. Sometimes you just got to go through things to get what you want. Go right ahead. Guess what I'm going to do today? I've taken my supplements. Had my little breakfast. About to get in my car, go to the gym, work out for a few hours, you know, do me some treadmill work. I don't have no woman telling me when you're going to be back. I thought you said you was going to do this. I need you to do that for me. I don't have to hear all that crap. I don't. It's about me. It's about what I'm going to do. And then when I get done with the gym, I'm going to come home, take me a nice shower, get ready, and go meet my brother at the sports bar. And we're going to watch football today. And I ain't going to have to worry about no woman calling me, telling me where I'm at and what you're doing. And I thought you said you was going to do this and all that. I don't have to worry about that either. That's freedom. Will Smith. Let me tell you something, man. You might not ever hear this video. I hope somebody let you hear this video. Let me tell you something, man. There ain't nothing wrong with cashing in. It didn't work. Your woman will cut all her hair off. She's bald head now. She is a staunch feminist. Her mother's a feminist. She have ruined your children. Look at your children. Look at them. You don't see the damage? You so worried about how you feel about Jada that you don't even look at the pain of your children and what they're going through? This woman slept with her son's friend and everybody's patting her on the shoulder saying, "Oh, poor you." And you still yelling that divorce is not an option? It's your life, man. You are an example for young men that's coming up in the world of what not to put up with. And I advise men, don't put up with a woman's crap. You're the leader. You're the leader. You're the head. And if you're in a church or any religious status, God gave man power and dominion over the earth and everything in it. Anything that the man want in the earth, he shall till it. There is nothing about a woman in that phrase. Nothing. Everything that have been built in this world have been built by a man. From the beginning to the ending, the man had to till the ground. Every material, every raw material that have came into existence came from the earth. And who dug for it? Men, not women. So you let them believe that they have their little independence and strong, and I can be whatever I want to be, and you can't tell me nothing. Because we, as men, we're walking away from it. You have some men out there really trying to hang in strong. Oh, no, women ain't like that. Then you got men out here talking about how strong black women are. You got these men out here, oh, man, the black woman, ain't that, she's not that bad. Mm-hmm. A lot of black men about to go get them some white women, Asian women, some Spanish women. They about to get them some European women. They about to get women from the Central America. They about to get women from Canada somewhere. Women, black women in this country, and even in Africa, they're out of line. Even in the motherland of Africa, these women are tearing their scalp up, sewing and abusing their scalp with weave. They put horse hair on their head, dead people's hair on their head, anything to cover up who they really are. And these same women have the nerve to tell you they won't date a man that's shorter than them. They won't date a man that don't make this kind of money. They won't date a man that don't drive this kind of car. They won't date a man that won't take them out to an expensive meal. You see what I'm saying? But they will cover up everything about themselves. You got to come as you are, man. You got to be a real man. And if their hair ain't done, they got a bonnet or some type of shower cap on their head so you don't see that. And as a man, we supposed to overlook all that. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, I'm going to cut this video short. Men, don't cohabitate with a woman that have children. I don't advise cohabitation at all. I don't. Let these broads go out here and do what they want to do and have their own thing. They say they're strong and independent. They don't need a man. They free. They liberated. They sexually liberated. Let them pay for their own bills. Let them buy their own date, dinner, and all that crap. Let them do all that. Let them do it. Because calling yourself a queen is not going to raise your status in the community. It's not going to make you more feminine. It's not going to make your situation better. You're losing. And the men that's going their own way, men that's putting their priorities first, men that's doing what, you know, their hobbies, concentrating on where they want to be, and concentrating on having peace, we're winning. I don't have no woman in my house telling me, that pool table got to go because, you know, a sofa and a love seat and some little end tables will be nice in this room. Just look at the fireplace. Why do you have a pool table when you got a lovely fireplace? And, you know, you can have nice little lampshades here. They come in and try to take everything from you to make it theirs. And they haven't sacrificed not one thing. See, it's about them. So with that being said, the bandit is out. Oh, yeah, and the pool table going to be right here. And there ain't no woman going to come up here and tell me, oh, that's stupid for having your pool table right. Yeah, pool table going to stay right here. All right. So with that being said, man, y'all have a good Sunday. Have a good football Sunday. And the Bandit is out. Peace.